With Republicans in charge of the House, Senate, and White House, Democrats have an uphill struggle to influence lawmaking or even get their views heard in Washington. Much of that struggle must be borne by House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi. But Nancy Pelosi also has other responsibilities, such as representing her district in California. NPR's Andrea Seabrook reports from San Francisco.
In the halls of the Capitol in Washington, Nancy Pelosi's colleagues refer to her in formal fashion, respecting her rank and authority. Madam Leader, Distinguished Lady. But here in San Francisco, she's known by another title, Congresswoman. And being a congresswoman means pleasing a long list of constituents and local organizations. Today, her visits begin in Chinatown with the Charity Cultural Services Center.
You are the highest ranking official to visit our center, and it is with much gratitude that I address you.
Harrison Lim is the gray-haired director of the center and a major community figure in Chinatown. His organization teaches new immigrants job skills like cooking, ironwork, and carpentry. Lim and several other local benefactors flank Nancy Pelosi at the head table here to honor and thank her for inserting a $400,000 federal grant for the organization into the recent omnibus spending bill. Pelosi stands and addresses the gathered crowd of mostly Asian immigrants.
In San Francisco and in California, you know, we take great pride in our diversity. I always say that the beauty is in the mix of people that we have here.
After the speeches, Pelosi is bustled into the industrial kitchen where the center's teachers give her a classroom demonstration, how to make Mongolian beef and other dishes.
What do we have here?
Pie and sour tofu.
And after the requisite group photos with the center's directors, Pelosi jumps in the back of a waiting SUV and is off to the next event. Across town near Candlestick Park is the mainly African-American community of Bayview-Hunters Point. Like many lower-income urban neighborhoods around the country, Bayview-Hunters Point has skyrocketing rates of asthma among school-aged children.
That this community has.
Pelosi is dropping in at the Health and Environmental Resource Center in a corner storefront where local kids are getting tested for asthma.
So, you took the test?
Yes.
All right. Now you go tell your friends they should take the test too, right?
Yeah.
You do that. That's great. Well, come on out here so we can all talk, okay?
Again, Pelosi gets a hero's welcome from the assembled activists. For this organization, she got a $150,000 earmark in the omnibus spending bill. Director Betty McGee says the center is overjoyed.
We have a lot of plans for the funds, and I'm telling you, we're going to take that $150,000 and make like it's a million. We're going to get a lot of things done.
Pelosi jumps back in the SUV and again is off. At these two events and several others around the city today, Pelosi has been very careful to call these local programs models for others around the country. This is why, she suggests, they deserve federal money. But in her Washington role of Democratic leader, Pelosi often speaks out against the thousands of local pork barrel projects that fatten federal spending bills. So, riding to the next event, she's asked about that contradiction.
You may be surprised to hear me say that I would be in favor of eliminating all the earmarks.
Pelosi blames Republican leaders in Congress for the explosion of earmarks, especially in the area of labor and health and human services. When Democrats controlled Congress, she says, there were thousands of earmarks, but very few in the health and labor area. In a way, she says, that was the last of the untarnished bills, where lawmakers still set up impartial organizations to dole out federal money rather than using political weight to fund specific pet projects.
We did have values in our appropriating process. We funded education and health care. We made those investments. But in the absence of doing that as a matter of policy, then you have to discreetly try to go after some resources.
There are other conflicts between the role of leader and that of local congresswoman. Pelosi has to be careful about using her power to help constituents. And while her Washington job is to unify the party, her own district is well to the left of the country as a whole. That's a tension you pick up on quickly in San Francisco. In the popular artsy neighborhood called The Mission, the grungy streets are lined with a mix of Mexican taquerias and independent bookstores. Latin and Asian immigrants mix with white iPod listeners on the street corner of Mission and 16th. Here, those who have heard of Nancy Pelosi do not call her a hero.
Yeah, I'm not very happy with her. I think the Democratic Party has taken a dive, and I don't see where she's providing the kind of leadership to attack the Republicans that we need.
I mean, she's a politician. She just doesn't always come through on all the issues like I would hope. She hasn't been as forthcoming about, you know, gay rights as she could, the whole gay marriage thing.
Steve Driggs and Leslie Larson are both dissatisfied with Pelosi's work in Congress, saying she should push harder on the issues her constituents care about. Pelosi says she's used to these complaints and works to address them. But she also says she may never please those of her constituents who care the most about certain issues, like gay rights, the environment, and labor standards. And so Pelosi points to issues where her authority allows her to affect change. Most recently, she says, that happened with the massive intelligence reform bill that the president will sign into law tomorrow. Pelosi stops for lunch at a waterfront restaurant on San Francisco's Embarcadero. She explains that for months, intelligence reform inched through Congress in fits and starts, and many pronounced it dead more than once. In the end, it passed in a last-minute December session that Pelosi herself forced on the House leadership. When Republican leaders tried to end the year's business with a procedural shortcut, she rebelled.
When you are the leader, you have a different role than a legislator. You're a legislator, yes, but you have to make decisions quickly, and that was one that it wasn't even a question in my mind, and my colleagues supported me wholeheartedly on it, and we're very pleased that we used that opportunity to point out the abuse of power that the Republicans were engaged in.
As a result, the Republican leadership was forced to call Congress back to Washington, and that, many say, reopened the window for intelligence reform. Looking out over San Francisco Bay, Pelosi says that was part of her intent.
It was clear to me that if the Republicans could dodge the decision on the intelligence bill, that they would. Once we brought them back, it was very hard for them to walk away from the bill without having serious ramifications for them politically.
It is in this way, Pelosi says, that she can sometimes mesh what San Franciscans want with what the Democratic Party wants. And she says she's going to keep fighting for what they have in common. Andrea Seabrook, NPR News, San Francisco.